From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Hurricane Joaquin remains an extremely dangerous storm. Joaquin is a Category 4 storm, and forecasters say it's on a northeastward path toward Bermuda, where hurricane warnings are up today. Joaquin is expected to remain well off the eastern seaboard, but the storm is at least partly fueling heavy rains along the east coast. South Carolina seeing record levels of rain, prompting President Obama to declare a state of emergency. South Carolina Public Radio's Laura Hunsberger reports.
The city of Charleston on the east coast is being hit especially hard. Charleston Mayor Joe Riley says the amount of rain predicted is unprecedented, but the city is ready to weather the storm through communication and teamwork.
We've got forces pre-positioned all over the city. We've got emergency shelter available. So we're going to get through this, and we're taking care of our citizens.
As a precaution, Charleston officials closed roads to the peninsula. Only emergency personnel and hospital employees are allowed through. For NPR News, I'm Laura Hunsberger in Columbia, South Carolina.
Damage from the rainfall stretches into New Jersey, where an entire house was dislodged from its foundation.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Massive flooding has crippled many parts of South Carolina. Many residents there have been forced from their homes. Some have been left without electricity and drinking water. South Carolina Public Radio's George Kearns reports 18 inches of rain has fallen over the past 2 days.
Statewide flooding, collapsed and sunken interstates and bridges, and numerous power outages have brought much of the state to a halt. A curfew is in effect until 6 a.m., and Governor Nikki Haley is asking all county administrators to shutter schools on Monday.
We're going to look at the areas and look at the maps and make sure that county offices close, which schools should follow. We need the school superintendents to follow those county offices. And if the county offices close, then the school offices close. It is an automatic that state offices close based on the county.
The rain is expected to last into Monday. Residents are asked to stay off the roads. Flash flooding has resulted in the swift water rescue of hundreds of people. For NPR News, I'm George Kearns in Columbia, South Carolina.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Fire and rescue crews sloshing through knee-high waters in South Carolina to bring residents there to safety after days of heavy rain. At least 18 inches has fallen in 2 days, and curfews are in place in several areas. Russ McKinney is with South Carolina Public Radio. He says Governor Nikki Haley is urging residents to stay home.
You need to stay safe, stay off the streets. There are curfews in a number of communities tonight. Including the capital city of Columbia, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. That basically was just kind of reiterating to for South Carolinians to kind of stay home till the rain stops, and hopefully some of these flash flood situations kind of resolve themselves.
Several main thoroughfares into the state capital are closed, as are highways into Charleston. Parts of Georgia, New Jersey, and Virginia also received heavy rains and strong winds.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Record torrential rain is tapering off in South Carolina, but the National Weather Service warns another 1 to 2 inches of rain may fall. Storms and catastrophic flooding have left at least 11 people dead. Two more people died in North Carolina. Tut Underwood of South Carolina Public Radio reports from the South Carolina capital, Columbia.
Slick mud, debris, and continuing rain add to the challenges of collapsed roads and bridges and still high waters in parts of Columbia. Business owners are just beginning to assess the flood damage. Radenko Pavlovich owns the Columbia Classical Ballet Studio.
I don't even have a word for it. The situation is absolutely devastating. As you can see, we are completely under the water, and the piano is floating, and the water was probably about 6 feet high inside of the building.
The ballet has a performance in 2 weeks, and the studio's competitors have offered rehearsal space, helping out a fellow business in this emergency. For NPR News, I'm Tut Underwood in Columbia, South Carolina.